Okay, we're holding a bit of off. We're holding on the Samaches on the base at the Mishnah. Zokre the Mishnah. Mishakarav HaOmer Hutar HaChadash Miyad. As soon as the Omer was brought, all Chadash became Mutter immediately, no matter what time of the day that was. Harachokim, people who are far away from the base of Mingdash and are not sure what time of the day the Omer was brought, Mutarim Mechatzot HaYom LaHalan. So, from Chatzot, they can be certain that Bezdin was not mitatzel more than that. And definitely, the Omer had already been brought. Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash. Once the base of Mikdash was horov, hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shiyeh yom hanaf kulo asur. He was mitaken that the day of the Trufas HaOmer, the entire day of the 16th, should be otzer the entire day. Now we'll see what exactly that means. I mean, why wouldn't it be also the entire thing anyway, if there was no Omer to be matir? Omer Rabbi Yehuda v'alo min haTorah hu asur. I don't get it. What do you mean he was mitakein? Isn't it also min haTorah? Shenemar ad etzem hayom hazeh. Rabbi Yehuda understands ad etzem to mean ad v'yad bichlal, and etzem to mean itzumo shoyam, the full day. Mipnei mahar rachokim mutarim mechatzot hayom v'lahalan, and why then are we willing to lay our bets on chatzos being matir, if in fact that it's certainly us before HaKrovas HaOmer, even if you hold like the Tanna Kamma, we'll see the Gemara says as Rabbi Meir, well, like the Tanna Kamma, certainly is made that if there is an Omer, that the Omer is matir. So at least so it would appear. We'll see later on in the Gemara there's an alternative to that. So why would we be semech on a deraisa for this? We know that we have a chazaka that it was brought already because Bezdin is not mitatzel in bringing the Omer. It's certainly later than Chatzos. It's not shaykh to be wait. Rav and Shmuel da'am nitarvayun. Rav and Shmuel both said that bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam omer matir, that while the beis hamikdash exists, the omer is matir, and therefore Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah indeed would hold that it's only shaykh to eat chadash after the hakravas haomer. We'll explain why the Mishnah says at the end, but to this is the arises since there's possible to bring the Omer. And it's Bizman She'in Beit HaMikdash Kayam. If, however, there's no Beit HaMikdash, then really Heir Mizrach Matir. Then the first light of the day of the 16th is Matir without an Omer. My timer, where do we get such a strange adin from? Trey Kroik, see that. We find two psukim that define the Heter HaChodesh. K'tiv ad haviyachem. One pasuk says ad haviyachem et omer hatenufa. If you don't bring the omer, it's awesome. And the other pasuk says ad etzem hayom hazeh, until today. Haketzad kan bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam, kan bizman she'ein beit hamikdash kayam. Now, obviously, they don't hold ad means itzumo shoyam. They don't say ad v'ad bechol. In other words, ad etzem hayom is till the beginning of today. That's the sheet of Rav and Shmuel. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say, on the contrary, it never requires the Omer. Afilu bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam heir mizrach matir. That it's never usher until the end of the day. It's only usher until the morning. And the Omer is just coming somehow after it's already mutter. What? Doesn't it say that you shouldn't eat it until you bring the Omer? Yeah, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to wait until the Omer, but it doesn't mean that there's a law to eat before the Omer. And what about the Mishnah? Mishakarav HaOmer Hutar Chadash Miyad. We just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when the Omer was brought, then Chadash is Mutter. Mashma, then until then Chadash isn't Mutter. Yeah, that's also a mitzvah. And when it says HaOmer HaYamatir B'Medina Mishtei Alakam B'Megdash, the next Mishnah, it's also a mitzvah. It means that there's an inyan to wait until you bring the Omer. That's how Tosfos learns earlier in the Masechta. Because if the mitzvah, the mitzvah meant a mitzvah diraisa, a mitzvah saseh, so then you have a number of problems. Mainly, it is concerned with the fact that for mitzvah saseh, the entire sugya that we're about to begin would not make sense. Pay attention now to this. And Gemara's next question is, it says in our Mishnah, Mishach Rav Beit HaMikdash Yitkin Reb Yochanan Mezakai Shiye Yom Anat Kulo Asur. My time, huh? And the Brach explains, what is the reason for Reb Yochanan's takana that the entire 16th day should be Asur? Because Mehira Yibane Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash will be built, and that year people will remember that the year before they ate in the morning. So they'll say, wow, Eshtakad Milo Akalna Be'ir Mizrach, didn't we eat last year from the morning of the 16th? So Hashtanami Nechol, so they'll go out to the Makolets to buy fresh bread of Chodesh, not realizing that it's Aser. Because V'lo Yadid Eshtakad Lo Havi Omer, where there was no Omer last year because there was no Beit HaMikdash, hard to remember. Heir Mizrach Matir. So Heir Mizrach alone was Matir, but now the Iker Omer, Omer Matir. Now, according to what you're learning, that Heir Mizrach is Matir, so you say that it's only the mitzvah. You're talking to the Iker Adin, even Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, Heir Mizrach is Matir. So I understand, just because of this mitzvah, so we should... Maybe should mitzvah lekum v'lizor. We should come now and be gozer and new gzer because there's a mitzvah to wait until the Omer Mikra and then it's kosher. I mean, we've got to worry that one year they're going to forget because so they won't be mekayim the mitzvah of waiting. All right, so that's the end of the world. So Tosfos Tainus that if really a mitzvah d'oraisa, why not? We find many such cases. Even in Rav Yochanan and Ben Zakkai's takonas, other takonas v'gabe. Will it not? What will happen when the Beis HaMikdash was here? So we said the same issues of Legabe Beitza, Akona. It's an Isser D'oraisa. It's a mitzvah D'oraisa. It's an Isser D'oraisa. So what's the, why wouldn't we make it Akona? So Mikayat those questions, Tosfos earlier in the Masechta said mitzvah doesn't mean mitzvah. In the sense of it's being a mitzvah, asay. As opposed to a law, but the Rashi over here also is mashman. The issue is that it is a mitzvah to say the rights because he says abu belav lo avar, not everyone alav, but that you would be over on asay. By the way, there's a whole fascinating machlokas about whether if you have a mitzvah, it's also to do the thing without being the kind of mitzvah. Let's say can you wear a beged without tzitzit? The mitzvah to wear tzitzit, does that mean it's also to wear a beged without tzitzit? You don't have a mezuzah. So are you not allowed to move into the house because you don't have a mezuzah? Or are you moving to the house? That's okay, then you'll have a mitzvah. You
don't have a mitzvah.
Is there an implication of love associated with a mitzvah that is called? Someone mechalik between what, if you have the chance to do the mitzvah. Let's say you have tzitzit, don't bother putting in the tzitzit. You have a mezuzah. So over there where you're actively doing something that's mechayev is the mevatel of the mitzvah. It's a separate iser. An iser being mevatel on the day. But that's not that it's also to put on the baguette, it's also to live in the house. So what would be the question over here? I mean, it's also, there's a mitzvah to wait till the Omer. Does that mean that it's also not to wait till the Omer? But sometimes that machlok, that's a Mordecai who says that it didn't know iser. But that, sometimes that's not Nagea over here, for a simple reason, that over here the mitzvah is, that's good for the mitzvah. Wait until the Omer to eat the mitzvah. Can't say it's a different mitzvah. To say put it in a mezuzah in your house doesn't say you can't be in the house without a mezuzah. But the mitzvah is, wait to move in your house till you put it in a mezuzah. That already is a completely different issue. That's the question over here. But anyway, just it's a fascinating thing. It comes up again and again in various guises, that question, whether the bittul of an assay means you shouldn't put yourself in the position where you're not going to be able to kind of the assay. You know, so people say, well, I can't move into the house because I don't have my mezuzahs. That's the question. Now, the question
is a lean day. Well, I have a certain amount of time.
No, that's only in the rental, and only in Chutzlar.
Ah.
Anyway, if what you're learning, what would be the point now? Don't ask from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai doesn't agree to what we just said. But that's because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that Ad V'Ad V'Kalal and Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh until the end of the 16th. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, okay, if that's the case, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then it's an Isser Lav, the Isser of Kodesh, it's an Isser Lav until the end of the 16th. So what's going to happen if next year there'll be a Beis HaMikdash and people will think that they're allowed to eat in the morning, not realizing that unless the owner was going to be brought, that they wouldn't be able to eat? How does that work out? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitat Rabbi Yehuda Amra, the Amra min ha-Torah asur. He is following, we are saying, this with Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when we said that Afilu Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, Meir Misraf Matir, obviously that was Shaloah Aliba, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now that doesn't seem to make sense, because I thought the problem was that they're going to remember last year they could eat from the morning, but if you all have Rabbi Yehuda, they were never allowed to eat from the morning. We'll talk about that in a moment. So then he, of course, disagrees with us. What is Rabbi Yehuda? He holds the Torah. So she never had anything. I'm as Eretz Yisrael because of Adad the Klal. How can you say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda? To mark locus in the mission between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says was he king? He made a takana that the entire day should be yosser. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? I'm not Torah yosser. So now you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan was mitakein because he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda? Makes absolutely no sense. Well, mitzvah with Yahweh. It's not. Misha karabdei kamigdash. He's keen with Yochanan mazak shiyom hanef kalo asuru. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not true. Alaminatoru asur. Zichti vada asamayam azeh. Now, see, the Mishnah, although, yes, it implies that, but that's all a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda misunderstood the meaning of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana. Rabbi Yehuda was the kotzei. Who saw Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the rabbanon kana? He thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana the rabbanon to answer the entire day. But oh, it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mitakein only in the sense of teaching people that midiraita it was us. So then why does it say he's king katani? No, he's king means that he was mitakein the world. In other words, Dorash is king. He explained to people and was mitakein in their minds this thing. That the Omer is mock here, but when there's no Omer, you have to wait until the night time. Now, the question is, what happens in Sveika the Yuma? You're saying, Chutzlaretz, you have a suffix if the day of the Omer is the 16th or the 17th. Same way I have a suffix if the first day of Yom Tov is the 15th or the 16th, according to your countdown. So now, Rapapa, Rabbeinu Breda of Yeshua, who lived in Bado, Akle Chodash, Pu'urta, the Shitsa, the Nige Shipsa. They ate Chodash in the evening of the night between the 16th and the 17th. And they did not wait for the next night, which would have been the Sveika the Yuma in Chutz La'aretz, which the 17th was really the 16th. Because Sabre, Chodesh B'Chutz La'aretz, Rabbanan, they held, first of all, the whole history of Chodesh B'Chutz La'aretz is only Rabbanan. And therefore, the Sveika Lokashina, this did the Sveika the Yuma, and maybe the 17th is really the 16th, they held was not an issue to be cheshish for. Was not an issue to be cheshish for when it comes to this halacha of something that's only a drabon. In other words, we're machmer the Arise Sveika the Yuma. We're not machmer on the drabon and Sveika the Yuma. Rabbanu Devei Ravashi, the Talmidim in the yeshiva, Ravashi Ochlu B'tzapra B'shivsa, they ate in the morning of the 17th, because they held that Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz was actually an Issur D'oraisa. So Mamela, they had to be Choshesh that the 17th was really the 16th. So you'll say, if that's the case, then why didn't they wait till the end of the day? Because they held that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai only said the Drabonah, not the way it was explained by Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that it was the D'oraisa and he was only Dorash. It was the Takana Drabonah. But Midiraisa, you only have to wait till the morning. So therefore, the morning of the 17th allows for the Sveika, the Yuma, on the Biraisa part, and the Takona of Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Zakkai, they held, was never made on the Sveika de Yuma. The Takona was only made on the Ikra Din. If he's talking Leon Anap, when he made the Takona, he was made the Takona for the 16th. The Sveika lo talking, he didn't make the Takona for the 17th also, that they should keep it on Sveika de Yuma. Omer Ravina. Ravina said, Omer Li, my mommy taught me that Avuch lo Aviyach v'chodosh, Hela b'urta v'shitza nigit manesa. Your dad never ate chodosh until the night between the 17th and the 18th. That was in Chutz La'aretz. Because he held that it was a D'oraisa. He held like Rebbe Yehuda that the entire thing was Aser min HaTorah, and that Chodesh was Aser min HaTorah in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, Sveika de Yuma is Makai gets away until the end of the day of the 17th. Only then would it be Mutter to eat Chodesh.
Sveika de Yuma is a Rabbanah?
Sveika de Yuma is a Sefer.
So
if it's D'oraisa, then we're not.
Well, do it with Nila as well. Seems sort of like, you know,
sorry?
With Nila, if a baby's going to banish Mashvat on Friday, whether it's Shabbat or not, and so instead of doing it when it shouldn't be done early, or maybe it shouldn't be done,
well,
it should be done, maybe it's the same thing.
We always have it what day it is. And then we have a suffix for Chol, whether it is Nila or Shabbat. You know. Fine. Says, look, I have a commissioner. Now, we have two heter chodosh. We have a heter for you and me, which is the Omer. That's matzah all around the world. But the Shtei HaLechem is required to be matzah in the Beis HaMikdash, to be makriv from the new grain. Ein mevi'in minachot. You don't bring mincha, and you don't bring the bikurim. You don't bring Minchas Behema, which is the Minchas Nesachim, Kodem La'omer. Im Hevi Pasul. Now, if you brought any of those things before the Omer, it would be Pasul. And you don't bring Kodem L'Shtei Alechem, or Yavi either, because you need the Shtei Alechem to be Mat in the Mikdash. But he may be Kasher. But if you did bring it, it would be Kasher if you brought it before the Shtei Alechem. Some before the Omer, that it's not Kosher. Yosef Rabbi Tarfon, the Kakashan Rabbi Tarfon, was wondering, Ma ben Kodem La'omer, L'Kodem Shtei HaLechem, what really is the difference between the two? Well, we just missed your Zohar Hela Commissioner.
The Hela Commissioner.
Very good. So the Hela Commissioner said that there's a difference between the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem. That if you brought the Avad grain before the Shtei HaLechem from Mincha, then it would be possible. If you brought it before the Shtei HaLechem, it would be kosher. And Rabbi Tarfon, he just was wondering, what's the difference between the two? Since you require the Shtei HaLechem to be matir, the new grain for the Mizbeah. Now, on the surface, as Tosis points out, there's an obvious difference between the two, which is Mimashke Yisrael. Remember that you're only matir for the Mizbeah, things that are kosher for a Jew to eat. Before HaGrovas HaOmer, Jews are not allowed to eat the chodesh. So then it's indeed possible. After the Shtei HaLechem, since it's mutter for you and me, so then there's no pagam in the Nashki Yisrael. You're just being over on the mitzvah of being makriv after the Minchas Bikurim, so to speak. So Tosha says that clearly, I mean, Rabbi Tarfon rejected that as the explanation, because he held that the point of view is that we would learn out one Kaddish from the other, and that's given. Otherwise, and it's crazy. We're sitting and wondering. I mean, any school child could tell you that. And indeed, what Yehuda Bar Netanya answered him was not a simple answer of saying, well, it's Mashiach Yisrael. Instead, Yehuda Bar Netanya told him this logic. Lo im amrit kaidim la'imer. You cannot compare the situation, kaidim la'imer. Shekein lo hutar michlalo etzel hediot. It's because there, the Torah was never matir, the new grain, to anybody. But Tomer Kodim L'Shtei Alechem, before the Shtei Alechem, where the Torah is obviously Mekel. How is it Mekel? And it's matir the grain for you and for me. Now that's not the same thing as saying Mashki Yisrael. Correct? That would have been the straightforward way to say it. Like, Mashki Yisrael, as Tosis points out, it was clear that Rav had taken into consideration in his question. The point over here is that if there's an Yisrael Kodash, apparently the Torah is going light on that Yisrael by saying, well, it doesn't apply to other people. Shatzak Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon didn't respond to that, say, no, that's wrong, and so on. It seems that he was shut up by it. That's a good shot. Sa'ab u'panav sh'ayod ha'banakhenya. The Yehuda ha'banakhenya lit up. Oh, I outwitted Rabbi Tarfon. That's not a small thing. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Yehuda, Yehuda. Well, you smiled because you had something to shut up Rabbi Tarfon. To Mahini and Tarif Yamim, I'd be very surprised if you have many days left. Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Lois, Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Lois points out that Ha'otzu Aferet Prata Pesach Oya, that event occurred 2 weeks before Pesach. Kishaliti Latzeret, when I came back to the base of the Medrash for Shavuos, Sha'alti, I came back, went back to the Torah, was stopped in, Sha'alti Acharov. I asked in the Beis HaMedrash, whatever happened to Yehuda bar Netanya, where is he? Allah, Niftar Balach Lo, he handed his resignation, he's out of this world. The Mepharshim point out that this being Pesach La'Teres is the time when not having covered for Talmir HaKohen is the din is Matuach Allah. Omrim Nachum HaYitzchak. You know, the Divrei Yehuda bar Netanya, Nisachim Bikurim Shikrivan Kodem Lo Mekshev. According to him, since the logic over here is that it's Hutter Miklalo Etzel Hedyot, so Lechaira, that only applies to the grain. So Bikurim has a grain portion, but it also has grapes, right? So if you would bring from the grape portion, well, you bring the Sophie. That shouldn't be a problem. I mean, because it's sort of Hutter Miklalo. There's no Isser on it, right? Isn't that rather obvious? Pshita? No, it's not so question. Because Mabe Tema, how to do Hutter Miklalo Isser Hedio? Avalochalo Hutter Miklalo, because it was never, there was no Hutter Miklalo, because it was never Usser. So how should be Mabe? There's no Isser Chodesh on grapes. So then, maybe there's no heter at all. Kamash from kosher came, the Lord Yitzchak law. It was never an iser, so then for sure it's kosher. Now, this is clearly mashma. That bringing nesachim is an iser, even on the part of the grapes. Not, if I would do it before the Omer, then indeed it wouldn't be kosher, even though the Omer had done it with grapes. Because otherwise, this whole discussion is just happening. It's absurd. It's not just that, you know, kosher cane said that it wasn't also. So for sure you don't need it in the club. What are we discussing? I mean, we're discussing a non-existent concept that if there's something called a chadash of yain. There's no such animal. So what are we referring to? So those were medayik indeed in the Rambam, but if you cannot bring the sukkah and come in like Rav Zalina.
It's coming with the minhag.
Boy, Rami Barchoma. I have a brilliant. No. Mahu shtei alechem, mahu shiatiru shelo kisikra. How about the shtei alechem as the matir? In other words, what we see over here seems to be something of a Seder. Omer is Matir in the Medina. Those same things that Omer was Matir in the Medina, the Shtei HaLechem is now Matir for the Mizbeach, right? How about if it went in the other order? How about if the Shtei HaLechem came before the Omer came? And it was Shalom Kisidron. How could that be? Hekidami. You plant something right after the Omer. So the Omer isn't Matir, even before the Omer didn't have time to be Mishtaresh. So now, the Omer is not Matir, it. And what happens? Cholif alayr Shtei HaLechem. Now, the Shtei HaLechem should be Matir the part, if the Shalom Kisidron is okay, should be Matir the part to the Nisbeah. You're beginning to get into a sakana.
I didn't sleep today.
You never sleep in the day.
Sometimes on Shabbos.
On Shabbos? But let's pretend that it's Sunday. You mean to tell me that your body has a 7-day building cycle? I hear. So. That if you don't sleep on Shabbos, that then you're so tired you can't function? Really?
Last week, you said, 2 weeks ago, we have to be somewhere, and I have nothing left in the afternoon.
That's what happened to me. You have to be somewhere.
Exactly. So one day where I can actually just, because every day it's like, I can get a major fall asleep.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Only on Shabbat.
Okay.
And if not, then I do it.
You have support. When I attack you, so now the Shaila is the Shtei HaLechem pass on the screen, which seemed to handle the Mikdash part. Of course, it's still Aser because it's Chadash. So then you wait until the Omer is brought. And now you want to bring this grain for the Menachos and not wait for the Shtei HaLechem. Then this year's Shtei HaLechem, because it already had last year's Shtei HaLechem. So then, is the Mishnah, was all the Mishnah saying is that you need both the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem? Doesn't matter in what order? Or is no, the Omer is Matir Chodesh, then after the Omer is Matir that Chodesh, then the Shtei HaLechem can be Matir that grain for the Mizbech. But the fact that that grain grew before the previous Shtei HaLechem, but after the Omer, the previous Shtei HaLechem is not going to help it. You're not going to have to wait for this Shtei HaLechem that comes after the Omer. So do you need the order of Omer Shtei HaLechem or not, is our question. My, Kisidran Sharia Shalom Kisidran Lo Sharia, Odom Shalom Kisidran Ami Sharia, is Shalom Kisidran also Mata? My Rabba Tashma, brother, I have a brilliant riot to this. Look at this, Bryce. It says, Im Takriv Minchat Bikurim. Now, the pasuk is referring to the Minchas HaOmer HaKatzur Medaber. That Minchas Bikurim is a reference to the Minchas HaOmer, and it doesn't say what it's going to be brought from. But I'll tell you, says the Braisa, Mehechan Ba'a Min HaTzaorim. It comes from Tzaorim. How do you know? It doesn't say in the pasuk it comes from Saorim. So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, it does, because it says Aviv, right? Now, what does Aviv mean? You think Aviv just means early growing. It says Aviv b'Mitzrayim, and it says Aviv over here, l'dorot. Ma Aviv omer b'Mitzrayim Saorim, it says b'Feirish. Over there, that the Seorah was Aviv, and it had grown early, and that's why it was affected by the bad weather in Mitzrayim, so at least. And Aviv, Amor Adorah, so the Aviv that it mentions in the Parsha, the Omer is referring to the same Seorah, they refer to Mitzrayim. Rabbi Akiva says, I have another logic. Matir Yochid Shemevi Chovato Menachutim VeKovato Menaseorim. Now, a korban Yochid Mincha. He can bring his chliyav. Let's say if he's bringing minchas kotel, he brings it from chita. If she brings a minchas saita, she brings it minasairin. We know that a tzibur is maybe a chreva minachitim, that's the standard minchas nesachim. They also have to be maybe chreva minasairin, because the Yochid and the Tzibur, as we saw earlier, are the same. They have the same range of things. If you're going to tell me that the Korban Tzibur of the Omer comes from Chitim, where did the Tzibur ever bring Sa'olim? Doesn't happen. Davar, and I have another proof, says Rabbi Akiva. My other proof is like this. If you're going to tell me that you bring the Minchas Omer from Chitim, then the Shtei HaLechem is not Bikurim, is it? And yet, we know that the Torah calls it Uveyom HaBikurim Takriv Mincha Basham. Now, in what sense is it Bikurim? The Shtei HaLechem itself isn't Bikurim. You're going to bring it for the same thing that had already been brought on the Mizbeach with the Omer. So what's so exciting, what's so fresh about a carbon, basically, that already appeared on the Mizbeach? Therefore, it must be that the earlier carbon, the Omer, was the Olim. And this is the excitement of the Mizbeach, that is the first Peros, the Bikurim of the Chit. Now, my proof, therefore, is right here. Rabbi Akiva, is that it's got to be from Zohar. Now it says now Rava. Okay, now let's consider the implications. If your question would be answered in the affirmative, that the Shtei HaLechem is Matir Shelo Kisidran, right? Then we could easily come up with a scenario in which you bring the Omer from Chitim, and nonetheless, the Shtei HaLechem is Bikurim. How? Very simple. The Shtei HaLechem is being matir the new grain, the winter wheat, basically. The winter wheat didn't have the Omer now that was brought from it. Because the winter wheat grew after last year's Shtei HaLechem. Of course, we wouldn't bring that, you see. But the wheat that had been planted between the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, which already had now the Shtei HaLechem pass over it, that could be used for the Omer, whereas the Mincha Chadasha would be the new grown wheat of this year, in other words, the winter of this year, which had never been put on the Mizbeach. Because now you're telling me, well, actually, there's two sets of wheats. If you have a wheat that was growing earlier, that wheat had the Shtei HaLechem matir it from last year, and then the Omer of this year is brought from it, and then you've got a Minchas Bikurim, so to speak, which is the way we call Minchas Omer. Now, comes on 50 days later, we say, well, the Torah said bring a new carbon. Absolutely, we'll bring a new carbon from a crop of wheat that had never been brought before. The winter wheat was never put on that Mizbeach. Couldn't have been. After all, you need the Shtei HaLechem to be matzurim for the Mizbeach. And this wheat grew after the Shtei HaLechem of last year. And therefore, the new Shtei HaLechem will be all fresh and new. A crop that the Mizbeach had never seen. Must be that it's simply not possible to be matzurim that same wheat early with the earlier Shtei HaLechem. And that if we would bring it for the Omer, then the Shtei HaLechem would not be the Bikurim, would not be the fresh. Because there was never a Shtei HaLechem that was matir that particular wheat. And therefore we conclude that it must be that the Omer is only. So now you see very clearly from Rabbi Akiva's Raya, the answer to your question, you got to admit it's pretty brilliant. So let's just see it inside. The Imata Omer, Omer Ba, Minachitim Ein Shtei HaLechem Bikurim. So says Rabba b'im ita. If you are correct in suggesting that Shtei HaLechem Shaloka Sidron might be matir out of order, then Mashkachasla, the Makri of Omer, Mihanav Da'ashush Kodom Shtei HaLechem, you could have brought the Omer from the ones that had been planted and took root before last year's Shtei HaLechem, but after last year's Omer, Boser, the Omer Deshtakad, so that you can now bring the new Omer from them, because they've had both Shtei HaLechem and now Omer. And then the Shtei HaLechem of this year will be brought from entirely new grain, Mehanach Da'ashush Kodem Lomer Da'ashta, from the grain that had been planted before this year's Omer, but after last year's Shtei HaLechem. And then the Shtelekim now is going to be brand new Shtelekim from brand new wheat. We bought our Shtelekim that stuck out was planted after last year's Shtelekim, and therefore this Shtelekim is big matir wheat that nothing else could have been matir than his payoff, and because of that it is Mincha Chadash. I mean it is Mincha Bikur. To which, it seems to be an impossible raya, to which Rami Bar Chama says, no, that doesn't prove anything. Why? Because it means that Bikurim Lepera Kamina. What makes you think that the issue that he finds it as Bikurim, Yom HaBikurim, that has to do with the definition of this particular crop? It's not defined by the crop. It's defined by the Mizbeach. We don't want the Mizbeach to be eating from this year's grain. Now, this is this year's grain, isn't it? We weren't allowed to eat it before the Omer, but this year's grain. And his Bikurim is going to be defined by that, not by the technicality. Well, in the crop that had been last year, that could not be Omer, that isn't the point. The Mizbeach has already eaten from this year's crops. So it's not excited anymore. But you're going to come along and tell him Mizbeach, yeah, but technically speaking, you should be excited. I'm not excited. So therefore, since what defines the Bikurim is the Mizbeach coming on, they're all come on, Mizbeach Bikurim, all shots up. In this scenario, who would have brought the Omer from Chitim, then the Mizbeach would already have eaten the fresh grain from this year and would no longer be viewing the new Shtelekim as being new in any way. And therefore, this doesn't prove anything to me. So my question stands, Shaloka Sigron, is it Matir or not? No information. I have another question, but I'll ask that tomorrow. So, Sabbath Josh.